kids, in the fall of 2010, it seemed like Aunt Lily could only talk about one thing. Babies.
Oh, God, I have been craving this burger all day. Do you know what plays a huge role in helping a woman conceive? Mm. Cervical mucus. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see this movie. I hear it's really scary. Oh, change of plans. I thought violent images wouldn't be good for my future fetus, so instead, I rented this video of a live water birth. And they don't know what it is. It just showed up on my mom's x-ray. Look at this crib.
But all in all, it wasn't a problem. That is, until the night of Barney's boutonniere.
Oh, you're wearing a flower.
Thank you.
Oh, didn't compliment, just observed.
I know, isn't it?
Why are you wearing that?
Why does Barney do anything ever?
Exactly. Science. There is an 83% correlation between the times men wear boutonnieres and the times they get laid. Think about it. Proms, weddings, grandma's funerals, thanks to the redhead Nana. The Everyday Boutonniere by Stinson.
And nope. I'm sorry, Barney, but no girl is going home with a guy with a flower on his chest, unless he's a clown and she's in the trunk of his car.
Along with 50 other clowns.
Blank looks.
It's a clown car.
Robin, did you know that boutonniere is French for booty is near? True story. Une histoire. Okay.
Did you know that Barney is French for sad little guy who works way too hard to get laid?
Woman, you best check yourself.
Yeah, on the bright side, I guess suits are pretty boring without them.
Madam, that is an insult that cannot be borne. I demand satisfaction.
What, are we gonna duel?
No, I'm gonna show everyone this embarrassing video of you. It's Robin Sparkles 3, y'all.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, by this point we knew Aunt Robin had been a teen pop sensation in Canada known as Robin Sparkles. And we also knew that her Robin Sparkles character came from a Canadian TV show which we'd never seen. Until now.
I cannot wait to see what's on this DVD.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
No, of course not. I wanted my first time to be with someone I cared about.
I get that a lot. Well, once.
Hey, Robin, do you want to go get a Korean massage on Saturday?
Oh, I'd love to. I've got this knot in my neck that's so annoying.
Yeah, I figured I should get one now, because once I get pregnant, no more massages.
Just so annoying.
Okay.
The video title.
Space Teens? Is this a porno?
No, dude! It's a kid's show!
A teenage Robin with blonde, tousled hair slides down a pole.
I don't know, this does have all the earmarks of porn. Stripper pole, bad lighting, delusional girl who thinks it's a stepping stone to mainstream success.
Yeah. It's a big old bowl of porn flakes.
A girl with big hair cartwheels across a tacky, futuristic set.
Whoa, and who is this exquisite guitarist? I assume you're about to make sweet love to.
Yeah, that's Jessica Glitter. She was my BFF on the show and in real life.
Ah, BFFs. Did you guys have sleepovers? Get mad at each other and wrestle, but then end up kissing in a tender embrace? Here, show us on Lily.
Okay, Barney, you know what? If you're gonna be disgusting, we're not watching this, okay?
Yeah, come on, Barney. It's just a cute little story about...
What exactly is this about?
Oh, two average Canadian teenagers who solve crimes in space using math.
That sounds ridiculous.
So sue me, like the producers of Milky Way Mathletes try to.
Robin and Jessica are on a spaceship. Each is holding an ice hockey stick.
Great job using long division to catch that space burglar, eh?
Well, what can I say? He'll be in galactic jail for the remainder of his life.
Sparkles, Glitter, we're about to enter an asteroid belt, eh?
Race for turbulence!
They bounce up and down.
I have to say, as much as I hate to agree with Barney, this does seem to be a veritable pornucopia.
Okay, guys, come on! It's a kid's show! You're like, Electric Company or Sesame Street or,
You can't do that on television.
Exactly.
No, you can't do that on television.
The girls in slow-mo.
Robin, this show is so dirty, I don't know whether to hug you or run a shower for you so you can sit there alone crying and clenching your knees.
It's just bad camera work, okay? Wayne, our camera guy, he wasn't that great.
I don't know. I think he did a pretty good job considering he was probably only using one hand.
You know what? I feel bad for you Americans that you can look at this wondrous and educational adventure through space and see something obscene. Can you just please try to look at this with the innocence of a child?
Innocence of a child.
Here we go.
Girls, if you want to get through the asteroid belt, you've got to use multiplication. To the joystick!
Okay, space teens, let's multiply. 5 times 6.
30!
Yes! 7 times 4.
28!
They're both gripping a huge joystick.
72!
Don't stop now! Almost there! 23 times 3.
We gotta ration this. It's like we're on a desert island, and this video is a really hot, naked chick, and she's got, like, seaweed on her and a seashell bra. You all feel me?
Hey, if you and Jessica are BFFs, how come we've never met her?
Okay, well, it was a long time ago, okay? I get a Christmas card from her every year, but we're not really friends anymore.
But BFFs are forever.
Oh, come on, Lily. Nobody stays friends with their high school friends.
I'm still friends with Punchy.
Dude, he lives in Cleveland. You see him once a year, at which point he punches you really hard in the arm and tells everyone how you dookied your pants. I know on paper he sounds great, but you guys aren't really friends.
Look, I may not see him a lot, but it doesn't matter. Observe.
Schmosby!
Punchy!
Schmosby!
Punchy!
Schmosby!
Punchy!
Schmosby!
Punchy!
Hey, good talking to you, Ted.
Yeah, you too, if you're ever in New York.
Definitely.
We are just two peas.
I don't get it. How can you and Glitter just stop being friends? Best friends don't do that.
Well, we did, okay? And I haven't talked to her in like 5 years, so just drop it. I gotta go.
Robin grabs her bag and heads out.
Whoa. What do you think came between Robin and Jessica?
Much like our friends, the space teens, I think I can solve this crime with math. Okay, here is a Christmas card that Jessica sent Robin. Lily, how old would you say that kid is?
4 years, 3 months.
Which means Jessica got pregnant 5 years ago, right around the time she and Robin stopped being friends.
Of course, Robin hates kids.
The last thing she would want to do is hang out with some little brat.
Thus, if I may, when Glitter's womb a fruit did bear, Robin said, to hell with this, I'm out of hair. Glitter got pregnant, so Robin dumped her.
Wow. That's gotta be it. Right, Lil? Lil?
Robin's gonna dump me.
Oh, sweetheart.
Aha! When a second uterus plumped becomes...
Dude. Feel the room.
Robin enters.
We've been waiting all day.
Just watch it without me.
Two dudes on the couch together watching porn? That's kind of weird.
Okay, it's not porn. It's a kid's show.
Two dudes watching a kid's show might be worse.
Okay, fine, I'll watch it with you.
Yeah!
But if either of you makes even one peep about this show being dirty, I'm turning it off. I'm serious.
Hey, Jessica. How's your beaver?
Good. Great. How's your beaver?
Busy as ever.
Our characters had pet beavers.
Sure.
The beaver is the official animal of Canada. It's our national mascot.
It's a noble creature.
Okay, girls, everyone knows a beaver's favorite food is wood. I just hope we brought along enough of it for our 3-day galactic space journey. So let's do the math. If Robin's beaver devours 6 inches of wood every half hour, and Jessica's beaver devours 8 inches of wood every 45 minutes, how much wood will I need to keep both of these beavers well-fed all weekend long?
While you figure it out at home, how about we sing you a song about our beavers?
Hey!
You do not get to hear the beaver song. It is a sweet song about friendship, and you guys are being disgusting, and beavers are adorable.
No arguments here.
Ted opens the door to his bearded friend, Punchy.
Stop, Schmosby!
Punchy, what are you doing here?
Well, yesterday you said if I was ever in New York. Sup, turds?
Okay, where you staying?
In your mom's pants. Trick, she's old. Hey, don't worry about me, I'm cool on the couch.
Well, you staying here? You're staying here.
I know, it's so good, right? Feels like you're dreaming? Check your totem, brah. Punchy's here in the flesh, so why don't we get one of these, Ted?
Yeah. Punchy punches Ted's arm.
How much is cool? Remember those?
Look, Punchy's here.
Yeah. Hey, Schmosby, remember when you duke it in your pants down by the lake? Unbelievable!
They're in the pub.
Hey, Schmosby, remember when you dookied on a couch in the form of your idiot high school friend? Unbelievable!
Come on, I worry about the guy. He's had the same dead-end job at a car rental place for 15 years.
Don't care.
He's been stuck in Cleveland his whole life.
Get a hotel.
Robin. LeBron.
Okay, one night. Gotta go. Hey, where are you going? We just got here.
Oh, Korean massage.
By yourself?
Well, I figured you'd be busy reading What to Expect When You're Expecting to Expect.
Guys, did you see that? She's going to a Korean massage without me. That's our thing. I'm telling you, she's gonna dump me just like she dumped Glitter.
Lily, come on, we don't even know that's what happened.
Hello, somebody already solved that crime using math, remember?
Look, Lily, Robin is clearly getting tired of you constantly talking about babies.
I know.
Lily, how old am I?
384 months.
Busted! Okay, so before you Lily all over the place, maybe you should try hanging out with Robin and not talking about babies.
So Lily did just that. She tried not to talk about babies.
Hey, Lily, what brings you to the crib?
Hello, friend.
What's the matter? You look rattled.
Rattled? I want to talk about babies.
What?
Look, I know you don't care about this stuff, but I'm about to become a mother. And as a future mother, I'm going to need the support.
Oh, my God. You're not even pregnant yet.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that a fertilized egg has not yet attached itself to the lining of your uterine wall. You see, I read your Facebook updates. God, it's like it's all you ever talk about, Lily, and I'm sick of it.
Well, guess what? I've got some good news. When that baby comes, you don't have to see it. In fact, you don't have to see me. This whole friendship thing, done.
Great.
Great.
Robin opens the door for Lily, and she flounces out.
For crying out loud, you broke up with Robin?
I had to. We were growing apart, and we're better off without each other.
Okay, Lily, you sound about as convincing as you did the time you accidentally shredded my Joey Buttafuoco pants. No! Get on the phone, call Robin, and fix this.
I can't. The damage is done. Can you just hold me?
You know what? No, I don't agree with what you did, and so I refuse to comfort you, despite how adorable you are when you cry. Okay, maybe just one cuddle, but then that's it.
Times Square's the bomb! I got so many great pictures of all the billboards!
Yeah, you know there's more to New York than Times Square. There's the Village, Lower East Side, Central Park.
They got better billboards than the ones in Times Square?
No.
Times Square's the bomb! Here, you know what? Hold this, okay? I'm gonna go pee in the jar I got going in the alley.
Barney snorts.
Seriously, dude. He has got to go. You need to be like, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Punchy, the tribe has spoken. Please pack up your knives and go. Your work of art didn't work for us.
Your time's up.
I have to ask you to leave the mansion. You must leave the chateau. Your tour ends here. You've been chopped.
Okay, yeah, I know.
You've been evicted from the Big Brother house. Your dessert just didn't measure up. Sashay away. Give me a jacket and leave Hell's Kitchen. I'm sorry, you did not get a rose. You have been eliminated from the race. You are no longer in the running to be America's next top model. You're fired. Love you to sing.
Hey, come look at this. I found a little wounded bird in the alley.
That's your scrotum.
You know it is. Come on, Ted, you always fall back.
Yeah, he's gotta go.
An ice hockey match.
What are you doing in Madison Square Garden?
Okay, you refused to talk to Robin, so I thought that you might like to talk to the organist for the New York Rangers.
Jessica Glitter?
Jessica turns and smiles. Marshall and Lily clap along with Jessica's organ playing.
How did you find Glitter?
Simple, really. I used my powers of deduction. You see, I knew that Glitter used to be a keytarist, which is basically a piano, so I just made a list of all the keyboard-based occupations, and then I cross-matched
them. His friend Barney looked me up hoping to buy my Space Teens costume.
Yo, Glitter. Be cool.
So is this the one who's best friends with Robin now?
More like ex-best friends. Just like you.
Sorry to hear that. I miss Robin.
Yeah, well, Marshall and I are about to get pregnant. I know she stopped being friends with you when you had a baby, so...
Oh, Robin didn't stop being friends with me. I stopped being friends with her.
What? Why?
Because I had a baby. Honey, when you have a baby, all that best friend stuff... hockey, bow hunting for caribou, math... that all goes out the window. I mean, I tried to stay friends with her, but it just didn't happen. She took it pretty hard. I even thought she might try to kill herself.
Charge!
Wow, you dumped her just because you had a baby? That's cold.
Didn't you do the same thing? Minus the baby?
Oh, God. I gotta go. I gotta go apologize to Robin. I need to tell her I love her and that she'll always be a priority.
Be careful, Lily. I made those promises, too. And now I haven't even talked to her in 5 years. Sure. I thought about picking up the phone and calling her 100 times, but I just never have the courage to act.
Marshall's on the organ. Jessica stops him, then relents.
Go ahead.
Punchy sprawled on the sofa watching TV.
Hey, do you guys get Big Chuck and Little John out here?
Punchy, it's time to go back.
Back to Times Square?
No. Back to Cleveland.
I don't know if I can do that, bro. I mean, yeah, I've been jonesing for a piece of Cleveland-style pizza, but I feel bad about leaving you out here. I worry about you, Ted.
You worry about me?
Yeah. The other day when you called...
Robin!
Hey, good talking to you, Ted.
Yeah, you too, if you're ever in New York.
Definitely.
A woman in bed with Punchy.
Sweetie, who was that?
It's my friend Ted. Sounded kind of depressed.
Is this the Ted who got left at the altar?
Yeah. He's not doing so good. Poor guy lives in a tiny apartment in New York, nowhere near Times Square. He's got no family around. He's still single, doesn't have a backyard. Just a bummer.
Maybe you should go visit him, cheer him up a little. You know, find some shots, do the whole wounded bird trick.
You think that'll work?
Worked on me.
Wow. She sounds pretty great, Punchy.
She's my angel. In fact, we're getting married.
Wow, that's... I'm really happy for you.
Thanks, Ted, thanks. Actually, that's the other reason why I came out here. I wanted to see if you'd be my best man.
Ted looks touched.
Of course I will.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, no, don't you... Yeah.
They start a play fight.
That night, Lily went to the one place she knew she could find Robin. New York's premier Canadian bar, the Hoser Hut.
Oh, there you are. Robin, I owe you a huge apology.
No, hit me first. I've been pulling away from you, and I'm sorry. It's just the last time my best friend had a baby.
I know all about it. It's not gonna happen with you and me. And I'm sorry I've been going crazy with this baby stuff. I know you hate babies.
Whoa, like I hate most babies.
Your baby? I'm gonna love that kid so much. I'm gonna pick it up and everything.
Oh, I'm so happy you guys made up.
Me too.
Where do I know this song from?
Oh my God, it's the Beaver song. Okay, which one of you put this on?
Help Beaver, come on.
Jessica's singing it. Just urged by Lily to join her, Robin takes a mic from Jessica and they duet.
We'll lick it side by side.
Wow, this is so dirty.
Come on, Barney. It's a sweet song about friendship.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Ted punches Punchy's arm.
Two beavers are better than one.
The whole bar joins in.
Two beavers are better than one. They're twice the fun.
A giant Canadian flag unfurls and glitter falls. Robin and Jessica are joined by a Mountie and an ice hockey player. The actor from Space Teens pops up from behind the bar with two beaver hand puppets. The Space Teens robot.